We're learning the laws of Birchas Hamazon, learning specifically when it comes to Zimun, the requirement there's three people that ate together that one must actually partake in a Zimun. We discussed this at length the past couple of days. Now we discuss another issue as cited in a new Simon entitled Shlosh Shachu Ke'echad B'Nifudu. Shlosh Shachu Ke'echad, let's say you have three people that they're eating together, and therefore, certainly, no question they should be benching together. Unfortunately, they forgot. The Shachu Verach Kol Echad L'Atzmo, turned out they already benched. And then they realized, you know what, we have a Zimun. So maybe now, even though we benched, what's the difference? Maybe we can just do it now. No, you can't. So Shulchan Aruch clearly tells us that batal mehem hazimun ve'en yicholim lachzor lezamin l'machreya, that one is not able to partake of this zimun retroactively. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this is that if we really defined what the word zimun means, which could be translated as an invitation, a presentation. So therefore, certainly it's not something which can be done after you bench. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'en loshen zimun, elo she'echad yizamein hashnayim," that you have one person, the leader, who is giving this invitation to others, to at least two others, "Shiyu muchanin," that they should prepare themselves, that we're now about to do something, we're about to bench. And therefore, if you already did it, so then you no longer have that opportunity to partake in this in a zim. And therefore, it's also brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos that, let's say, for example, you're with a group of three, and you are in a little bit of a rush. So you figure, instead of benching in a few minutes from now, with a zimun, because I really need to leave, what I'll do is I'll bench by myself, and then the people, everyone else, will have a zimun, and then I'll say it afterwards. So that's also the same idea, that a person is not allowed to have a zimun l'mafreya, and therefore, even if you want to try to cut a couple corners by benching first, so that you can immediately afterwards zip out the door, that's not the proper manner. Jumping to the next zimun, A halacha which is actually cited in the Gemara, shtei chaburos she'ochlos b'bayis echad, over shtei batim. So we were discussing before that the question of should they actually be at the same table? Is it possible if, as we mentioned, if it's one party, for example, a wedding, so even if they're different tables, they're really all as one. We discussed this at length. So what happens if they're not only at one table, but they're really in separate rooms? So Shulchan Aruch tells us the miksasan roen elu as elu mitstarfus lezimun, that all you need to do is to be able to see each other. So if it's pretty far away, but you have pretty good vision, you can see that other group, so you can participate in the zimun. We're going to discuss some details exactly what that means. He says, "V'imlav einam mitstarfos." If you can't see that other group, then the two groups cannot combine as one. "V'im yesh shamosh echad l'shnehen hu mitstarfon." And on this, he brings down an interesting loophole, that if you have a waiter, and that waiter is serving both people, both groups, then even if you can't necessarily see each other, nonetheless, you can still be mitstar if you can still combine as far as the zimun is concerned. Now, I purposely said a waiter as opposed to a waitress, because it's brought down in Piskei Tshuvos that it is a suffix whether or not if this person who is connecting the two parties, if it's a woman, a katan, a child, not sure why a child is employed, and or a nachri, or someone who's not Jewish, it's questionable whether or not they combine, and therefore, in the event, the Eshel Avraham says that in the event that there are three, so in the case of Suffolk, you can bench with the Zimun. But once you get to 10, in which Hashem's name is said, we're not going to say Hashem's name in the case of a Suffolk. Therefore, you would still have a Zimun in those situations, but without saying Elokeinu, without saying Hashem's name. So the Shulchan Aruch then discusses this a little bit further, and he says that it's also necessary kigon shenichnasu mitchila al das litzarif yachad. It's not just that you have this waiter that's connecting us. We also had to have known at some point or the onset that we wish to ultimately bench together. We wish to combine. Otherwise, just because you have a waiter that's serving the food doesn't really mean anything. Piskechubos further explains that it's necessary that they must be serving the food. In other words, let's say you had a waiter that put the food on the table before you came, and they put the food on both tables, and so happens to be one waiter. But it has to be that the waiter is actually involved in the actual meal. So once the waiter is already coming back and forth, that's already how, in the middle of the meal, you're connected. But if the waiter just put the food down, and then all of a sudden you sat down, they sat down, that doesn't count. So the Shulchan Aruch then says, V'yeshmi she'omer, she'im rishus harabim mafsekes bein shnei habatim, ein mitzarfin b'shum inyan. Says it doesn't make a difference, even if the two parties could see one another, but if there's a rishus harabim, which doesn't necessarily mean a public thoroughfare with hundreds of thousands of people going by, because you can imagine Nebuch, that waiter has to keep crossing that street. But it means any type of a street. That is already too much of a separation, and therefore those two parties cannot bench. So one last halacha over here is that it's necessary to realize that even though you're in this room and they're in a different room, and even at some point, sometimes halacha tells us you can combine, you have to be very careful about one thing. Whenever we do combine these two groups, the Mechaber tells us that that it's necessary that the one who is leading the benching, as we said, cannot have a quiet voice. He has to speak loud enough so that everyone who is participating in the Zimun, they must hear it. And therefore, if you're in a different room, okay, you don't see each other, but obviously it's referring to a situation where you can at least hear that individual. And the Ramah says, Ushar birchas hamazon yivarech kol echel atzma. Afterwards, everyone benches together. And the Mishnah Berurah makes one other point, which we'll conclude with, that there is a machlokus between the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Kairo, and the Ramah, which is the custom of Bnei Ashkenaz, exactly when does this Zimun end? What do I mean when the Zimun ends? Well, we know, of course, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, starting in the first paragraph. Not according to the opinion of the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch feels that the person who leads the benching should make sure that they're saying it loud enough, just the part that we're familiar with, the Zimun. But thereafterwards, if you don't hear that individual, then it's okay. Maybe not the best thing. According to the Ramah, it's necessary for the leader to also say the first paragraph out loud. And that's the reason why it's done. For those that hear the person who's leading the benching actually saying it loud, is that just as there's an obligation to hear the actual Zimun piece, the Ramah is also the opinion it's necessary for you to hear that first paragraph out loud as well. And with that said, this also applies that, let's say, for example, the three of us are eating, and I just want to keep eating. The two of you want to bench, so I can stop, and I can answer. The question is, at what point can I start eating? So, based on the words of Yosef Kairo, it sounds like as soon as you finish the words of the Zimun, then you could start eating again. But clearly, based on the words of Bnei Ashkenaz, the Ramah, that the custom is not just to stop eating for that one part, but also until the leader finishes the entire first paragraph, Hazan Asakol.